This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman.
Brad Underwood.
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
It is The Drive. Good evening. Good evening to the group in Philo listening in and having some fun today. It is Derek Piper, Lante. Hans D is here for our Who You Got segment. I had a little funny moment with Hans today because I said, well, you dial this number and then you hit the pound sign. And he's like, what's the pound sign? And I said, what's this? And he's like, oh, I didn't know you called that the pound sign. But I started thinking for younger generation, that's hashtag.
That's right.
So that is weird to me that I...
Generations collide.
Thanks for making me feel even older, Hans. I appreciate that. All right. Who you got again coming up at 5:30. Next week, we're going to preview the Big Ten football schedule for the Fighting Illini. You know, and I've said it over and over. I think this team's going to win 8 games. I'm bullish is the word I use on this squad. And next week we're going to just kind of follow the schedule, and we'll let you know how we're going to do that at the end of the show today. But essentially, we're going to talk to a beat writer or a reporter that covers each Big Ten team that Illinois will be facing, and we will break down what they have coming back. Like Nebraska, we start off with Nebraska, so we'll ask that reporter, what do they have back? Who have they added? Who did they lose? What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? And then at the end of the week, we'll kind of give our predictions on Illinois football. Right now, we're going to talk to a key member of that squad, and that's Tony Adams. Tony, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We are great, buddy. I know Derek Piper's chomping at the bit here because he's got his Cardinals hat on to ask you about the Cardinals. I mean, you're a St. Louis kid. You're a big Cardinals fan, I hope.
Yes, sir. I've been to a couple games. Yes, sir.
That's the best, man. Cardinals baseball. We need that back, Tony. I mean, I want college football back, but I need my baseball back right now.
I hear that. Cardinals best fans in baseball.
Amen, buddy. Amen. All right, Tony, how have you been staying in shape? What have you been up to during this quarantine when somebody like you, an elite athlete that probably wants to work out 15 hours a day, how have you been working out? How have you been staying in shape?
It's kind of been hard being not up there with your teammates, working hard with Coach Shalou and the strength guys, but down here at home, just trying to find anywhere to work out, any opportunity to get better.
Tony, what have conversations been like? How much are you talking to your teammates, your coaches, and what are they kind of trying to emphasize to you guys during this time?
We had meetings with our coaches. They was just emphasizing lock it in, stay prepared, because you never know when this pandemic is going to be over. And just stay ready, because this is an opportunity to get better and an opportunity to learn yourself more, because we have a lot of free time to ourselves. So, yeah.
Tony, your senior season's coming up. Obviously, as Lon said, you got a talented group and a chance to win a lot of games. For you in particular, I know you transitioned safety to corner last year. What are you really working on and focusing on as you improve your game?
Just working on everything, the mental aspect of the game, just trying to learn things, learn them quicker, actually being able to process things on the field when I see it, and just, working hard at my craft, learning the techniques Coach Key's been preaching, and just trying to work hard at them so I can be better at them.
Tony, I wanted to ask you, physically, I feel like the average fan can watch an Illinois football game and understand that you guys have to be physical, you have to be in shape, you got to be a big dude, right, to play football, you got to be fast. Take us through the mental aspect. Like you just said, you're working still on your mental game. How tough is that, and what is that like at the college level, that even you, as a guy that's going to be a senior, that you're still working on that?
I think the mental aspect of the game is very underrated. I feel like college football is a very mental game at that. I feel like that if you don't know what you're doing and how you're doing it, those athletic abilities limit you. You can't really use your athletic ability unless you know what you're doing and playing with your instincts. So just learning, like, where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there, formations, things like that, and just learning to block out all distractions and just try to stay focused on the task at hand. That's the biggest thing in college.
Tony, do you think, I mean, as a guy that's now played cornerback, safety, you've been kind of a jack of all trades for this Illinois secondary. What do you prefer, and what do you think you'll be this year? Because you guys have depth galore in that secondary.
Yeah, our secondary is pretty talented and loaded this year. I'm willing to play it all, you know. Battled some injuries, had to move around. You know, play corner at the end of the season, play decent, could have played better. I think I'll start off at corner, and if Coach Key need me and the team need me to go somewhere else, I'll gladly go to safety, nickel, wherever they want to play. I'm going to be ready this year.
Tony Adams is our guest. Tony, we've seen what you can do. We've seen Nate Hobbs. Marquez Beeson, what can we expect for him if he's healthy and able to help you guys this year?
Marquez, he's a special kid, special talent, a lot of speed, brings a lot of speed to the table. And little do people know, he's pretty smart for his age and not being able to, he haven't touched the game field yet. Pretty smart kid, understands what's going on, when it's going on, and he watches and learns. He observes very well. He's going to be a special talent for the Illinois secondary.
Takeaways were big for you guys last year. You had a interception return for a touchdown against Purdue. Lon was sitting there in the pouring rain watching that one. Before that, a huge pick against Wisconsin. We've gotten a lot of people's perspective as far as that game and that win and everything. What did it mean to you to have that big play and then to pull off that upset?
It was kind of huge. It was just from a standpoint of knowing I can make plays and just being at the right spot at the right time. Those plays were blessings. Still learning from them. Still learning that you got to focus on the small things. The small things make the biggest impact. But those plays were huge, and I was happy to help my team win. It was good. It felt good.
I bet it did. Tony Adams, follow him on Twitter at @IWill_succeed20. Tony, you hear all about a team that like knows how to win, like the New England Patriots. They just know how to win, right? They have that mindset going into a game every time that they're going to win that game. Does a win against Wisconsin last year, and I think it's still considered the biggest upset of last season in college football. Does a win like that kind of get you guys that mentality of, you know what, if we can go out and do it against the Badgers, then now we know we can do this?
Honestly, yes. I think that win did it. I think it sparked something. I think we had all the pieces to the puzzle on the field at the right time, and I think we was just clicking. And after that win, we just understood, like, we could play with anybody. And the mindset we should have been had, the mindset our coaches preach all the time to us, but, you know, you got to believe it yourself. Until you do that, like, things not going to happen.
Makes sense. Tony, I know Derek brought it up. My son and I went to West Lafayette last year in that monsoon and watched you guys beat the Boilermakers. Was your mindset, and of course you had the pick six in that game, and the defense, you know, Jamal Milan was unbelievable. The defense just totally dominated that game. So did you guys, when you took the field, knowing the conditions, knowing how wet it was and how it was going to continue to rain, did you guys just take it upon yourselves as a unit to say, we're going to win this game, and we're going to do whatever it takes that the offense doesn't have to do a whole lot for us to get a victory here?
Yeah, that's what Coach Smith preaches all the time, playing dominant defensive ball. And, yeah, we took it upon us. We knew that Purdue likes to throw the ball a lot. They like to spread it around, get it to their great athletes. And, like, the rainy conditions, we knew that they were going to have to slow down and run the ball. And, like, we knew that was our game. We knew that was our game. If they stayed in the trenches, we had a chance to beat them. So, yeah, we wanted to get the shutout. We didn't get it. That was the mindset, to get the shutout. Like, it was a dominant defensive performance, but the whole mindset was the shutout.
Tony, I was waiting for, like, you know, you see, like, Major League Baseball or minor league guys go out on a wet tarp, and they do the slide for, like, 6 miles. I was wanting Tony Adams to do that when you scored the touchdown. Just go sliding along, man.
I got to get some more swag. I gotta figure out something this year. I'm going to make some plays, so I got to figure out something this year.
I love it. Hey, that interception against Wisconsin, that was an unbelievable. Like, the play against Purdue, don't get me wrong, unbelievable play. You read that pass. You picked it, took it to the house. But the play against Wisconsin that ended up leading to the field goal, that was a play that you really had to make an athletic, you know, you had to jump, you were moving backwards on that. What was the mindset? I know it goes quick, but when he started to throw that ball, in your mind, were you like, oh man, that's mine?
I was surprised that he threw it. Like, I was surprised he hang that shallow underneath me. My mindset, it was 3rd and 6. I thought he was going to try to get the first down, throw the check down. But I saw he was raising his shoulders up, so I just let my instincts take over, and the ball ended up in my hand.
Boom.
Tony, in addition to adding some more swag to your game, what are you expecting for your last year here in Champaign, both for yourself and as a team?
What did you say again?
What expectations do you have for yourself in your last season, both for individually and as a team?
Individually, you know, just taking things one day at a time. I got big goals. I'm going to try to keep those to myself. But as a team, I think our goal is to be ranked, you know, try to get to the national championship like any other team, you know, win the Big Ten, like big goals, you know. Like, we made a jump, but it's time to make a name for ourselves in the Big Ten. It really is.
Have there been any conversations amongst the team about when you guys might be able to come back? I know it depends on the regulations throughout the state, the Big Ten and everything, but have you had any planning as far as this is what could happen when we get back on campus?
No, that's the crazy thing about it, this pandemic. It's been, you know, chatter here and there, but we don't know anything for sure. Like, we haven't got the okay from our coaches that it's, like, this is the certain date we're coming back. So right now things are just up in the air, and it's kind of crazy still. That's still going on.
Tony Adams, he just parked at Busch Stadium. Were you at a stoplight there or what? I was like, hey, he finally stopped. He knew.
Yeah, I was
going to stop. That's awesome. Well, Tony, can you tell me real quick, a couple more questions, what it was like for you guys to go to the bowl game? I know it didn't end up how you wanted it, but, you know, you guys still went to a really nice bowl game out in Santa Clara. What does that do for your mindset? I know it's about fun, having fun, but I know you guys wanted to win that game. What did that do for your confidence, your mindset? They always talk about it's an extra month of practice. How much do you think that bowl game and that being able to practice more, how much will that help you this coming season?
I think a lot. I think bowl games, being able to play at the bowl game, it was actually my first bowl game in college. So, you know, it was kind of different. I think that sets the standard very high that we have to reach. You know, we did this before, and we have a lot of guys returning, so we should be able to do it again, you know? No questions asked. We should be able to do it again.
You know, Tony, I'm thinking, I can't help but think, you know, I you probably heard me. I'm expecting this team to do huge things this year. And, you know, a lot of that, the reason for that is a lot of you guys were thrown in the fire at a young age on the college level. What has that been like to, you know, step on the field as an 18-year-old kid and now as a 21, I'm guessing your ages here, you know, as a 21, 22-year-old young man? I mean, the difference probably physically and, like we talked about early in the interview, mentally has got to be huge for you guys.
Exactly. It's so much different. When you first step in there, you're like the little brother. And you just getting beat up all the time, you know?
That's great.
You're still sticking in there, you still fighting, but you're learning at the same time. Like, you're just not getting those whoopings and not learning anything. So, you know, and right now being 21, being a grown man, you know, it's time for us to make our move, you know?
I love
it. We didn't see everything. It's nothing we haven't seen.
Tony, you're number six. Why do you have 20 in your tech or in your Twitter?
Because that was my number growing up, like playing basketball and everything. I used to wear 20, rock 20 all the time.
I love it. I love it. Well, Tony, listen, we got you to your destination, and that was the key. We wanted to get you home safe and sound, buddy. Listen, we just giving you crap. Tony, great stuff today, man. I cannot wait for Illinois football to get going, and this season should be one that is going to be a lot of fun for fans and for you guys that have busted it for 3-4 years on this team. So congrats on that. Let's have a great season, and thanks for joining us, my friend.
Exactly. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, buddy. Go Cardinals.
Go Card.
I love it. Tony Adams, great stuff, man. Illinois football cornerback safety. He did mention that cornerback would probably be maybe where he'd want to be, but he said, I'll do whatever it takes for this team. He seems, I told you before we even started the interview, I pulled up a picture. I pulled up some of his bio, you know, his information, and I look at his picture and I'm like, he looks like the nicest kid you'll ever meet. He is just like a super nice kid. Yeah. And then he is exactly that as he went along. So, you know, those are the kind of guys when they talk about high character and you build a program around guys like Tony Adams. And that's why Illinois fans, and listen, it could end up not being that way, but that's why part of the reason that I'm so excited about this team and his answer to that final question about playing when you're 18 and then now playing now. He's like, it's like being the little brother and getting, you know, taking your whooping. And now all of a sudden you're kind of the big boy on campus, and that's going to be fun. I cannot wait. And I, you know, unfortunately for Illinois fans, when it comes to football, there are always a lot of years in between big seasons.
There are.
And I don't know that this is going to be the 2001 or that this is going to be the 2007. But certainly the roster, the talent that they have.
The schedule.
You know, they play 4 home Big Ten games and 5 away. So that doesn't do them any favors. But certainly this is a team, I think, that can just do a lot of damage on Saturdays. And I think it's just so key for them to get out to a strong start, which they should in the non-conference. You've got, what, Ball State, Illinois State, UConn. I think that's correct.
Bowling Green,
not Ball State. That didn't sound right when I said it. So Bowling Green, who should be decent. UConn, we saw last year, was not.
No. And Illinois State.
And Illinois State, who is always a great FCS team. Is it FCS? 1AA. I'm not going to go with the FCS stuff.
I can't. You're right on FCS.
Okay. Man, I've said it long enough now I actually get it correct.
And then you play Rutgers.
And then Rutgers. And that's at Rutgers?
Yes.
So you have a chance. And Rutgers is bad, people. You have a chance to be 4-0 going into a game against Nebraska. That how many times the last few years have we started the Big Ten season with Nebraska? And it's always like, oh my gosh, if we could just win that game and get off to a strong start. But if you could beat Nebraska and have a chance to be 5-0, don't you start with Nebraska? Actually, you start Nebraska. And then you go Rutgers.
The schedule I'm looking at here says Rutgers.
You know what? We flipped them in our preview for next week. That's my fault. And that's because they had to do that. The guys had to do that. So that's my fault. So you got Rutgers, 4-0, Nebraska in Lincoln. It's never easy to win there. It's sold out.
Right.
It's been sold out since I was born. And that's the truth. It's been sold out since probably my parents were born because they love their football in Lincoln. And you have a chance, though, to really set the tone for this season if you could go beat them and what should be an average Nebraska team.
I'm going to say, some shine has come off of Scott Frost.
Yes.
Your boy.
Yes.
But that was a team that was a close game here last year.
It was.
Didn't go up 1,700 yards.
And, of course, their quarterback, Taylor Martinez. Is that his name?
Adrian
Martinez.
They had Taylor Martinez.
Oh, okay, that's right, yeah. Adrian Martinez, who just absolutely had a heyday against you, and then he got hurt, so a lot of the teams in the Big Ten didn't have to face him, and that certainly hurt Nebraska. He's going to be the key. I mean, you go into that game, and you know what you've got to do. You have to contain Adrian Martinez, and if you could do that and all of a sudden you've got, what, Rutgers is here at home.
They're both on the road.
Oh, they're both on the road. Gosh. Hey, Lon, why don't you look at a schedule sometime? I swear I have. I promise. If you all of a sudden, and I know I'm getting out of hand here maybe, if all of a sudden you're 5-0.
Because you'd come back for two straight home games, at home against Purdue, at home against Minnesota.
Oh, how about a 6-0 squaring off against Minnesota at home?
Be fun.
Bring the sweater vest, dude, sprinting up and down the sidelines, rowing the boat. Man, if you could do it, and Purdue's going to have that weapon back. They've got two wide receiver weapons, but to me that plays into an Illinois strength. A guy like Tony Adams, who we just talked to. So, man, I don't even want to think like it, but it comes down to that Nebraska game for me. You can't stub your toe in the non-conference or against Rutgers, and you should be vilified if you do. But if you can go and beat Nebraska, and you have every chance to do that this year, getting a win in Lincoln to go 5-0, and then coming, and already then you would have won two road games in the Big Ten. And what did this team do last year? I mean, they showed, basketball. What did that basketball team prove this year? They could go on the road and win games, and it was that kind of that high character, and you saw kind of an evolution of these guys being able to toughness, right, that Brad Underwood talked about, being able to go on the road and win games. Maybe that translates now to football, and if you could go get two road games early to be 5-0 coming back to play Purdue, which won't be easy, but you should be the favorite, you could be 6-0, you would be ranked, and you would be hosting Minnesota in what could be or what would be a huge game in the West. And, of course, then you still have to go to Wisconsin. Ugh.
Wisconsin after that, Iowa comes to town.
Oh, I can't wait for November 7th. I cannot wait for November 7th. I've had that penciled since that game at Iowa last year.
Yeah.
I've had that
football game.
They don't have their quarterback. They don't have A.J. Epinesa. You did a wonderful job against their freshman running back who had been really come on strong for Wisconsin, and all of a sudden you did a really solid job against that Iowa offense. I cannot wait to get Iowa on this football field November 7th. I wish today was November 6th. I really do. And I wish I wish they were sitting here at 6-1. I'm not going to have them winning at Wisconsin, let's be honest. If Illinois was 7-1. Let's beat Minnesota. If you're 7-1, squaring off with Iowa at home on November 7th of 2020, that'll be the first time that 2020 doesn't suck.
That's a great point.
Because this,
I couldn't put that any better.
Because this year, thus far, I'm not going to say it again. Hans D., are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, he wasn't. Because he wasn't ready. You weren't ready.
I wasn't ready.
He's in there like, I'm ready, man. All right, when we come back, the world famous Who You Got Quarantine Edition with Hans D. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Gina here from ABC Heating and Air, where it's our goal for you to always be comfortable. What's that mean, always be comfortable? It means the same service price when we come out to your home, so you're comfortable with the price, and a working AC on those hot summer days, so you're not sweating to death. Let us help you always be comfortable here at ABC Heating and Air. Call 352-5400, again, 352-5400, to reach me and the team at ABC Heating and Air.
Rescue workers face death every day, and far too often their families lose them while they're helping you on the road. When you see emergency lights flashing, you must slow down and move over to the far lane. That includes red, blue, and orange lights. If you hit someone on the road, you'll be charged with a felony. That means jail time. Help us keep our families safe when we're out helping yours. When the lights are flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Brought to you by Tapman's Towing.
Why? That's a question I have for you listeners out there. Why are you putting up with a bad lawn? Your lawn can be an integral part of your property. Be proud of having the greenest lawn in your neighborhood. Be proud of the lack of weeds in your yard. Let Spring Green put in the work so you can be prideful of your lawn. Spring Green Lawn Care offers the best value and plan specifically designed for the condition of your turf by their local professionals. Try the Central Illinois leaders in lawn care. Go to Spring Green's website today, spring-green.com. Or give them a call at 359-2111.
A reminder that Honda BMW of Champaign is still open by appointment. They're available for vehicle service and are helping keep you safe with complete disinfection offered for the inside of your vehicle. If you don't want to leave your home and head in to Honda BMW, no worries. They're available online. That's right. You can buy a car completely online and they'll deliver it to you. Find the vehicle that fits your needs without ever leaving your couch. Honda BMW of Champaign, here to serve you during this tough time. Located at the corner of Neil and Burwash, or online, drivechampagne.com.
Big Grove Tavern is now open for curbside pickup. In addition to menu classics, you now have a choice of a family meal for four. Friday through Sunday, try the braised beef short ribs or grilled beef tenderloin with roasted red potatoes, sautéed green beans, and Caesar salad. Or order the vegetarian mushroom risotto with fried Brussels sprouts, chilled roasted beets, and a mixed green salad. And don't forget to order what you want from the beverage menu. Find Big Grove on Facebook or BigGroveTavern.com. Big Grove, big flavor.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get a $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-39.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Do they play that at Illinois football games? Like,
I always love this.
Stand up and shout! I love
that.
Oh, I get all in that. Everybody that sits around me in the horseshoe, they just start laughing when they start doing that because they're like, uh-oh, here goes Tay. And there's been plenty
of times.
Everybody
else sitting down when you do that?
They kind of get up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need to get up.
And then Andrew is always like, oh, no. Like, he just heads to the pee wall because he's like, I do not want to see you make a fool of yourself at 49 years old in front of everybody. But I'm like, I don't care, Andrew. It's time to stand up and shout. Well, right now,
I like it.
Right now, it's time to bring on Hans D for Who You Got.
Well,
are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Breathe. Ow!
First up on Who You Got, we've got Marcus Soule, Trent Frazier.
I love how you're like, first up. That's awesome.
Marcus Soule, Trent Frazier, and Chance the Rapper versus Miles Turner, Warren Carter, and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, you're throwing Snoop in. So already we've gotten rid of Kurt Kittner.
Corey Bradford.
J-Lo.
And J-Lo. I mean, you're removing favorites, and now you're throwing Snoop.
Just robbing Lon of his joy
Snoop
every Friday.
The loop. Bring the green hat. We're going streaking. Everybody's doing it. That'd be something to do right now.
Yeah.
That's streaking? Against the law, though, isn't it?
Right down Green Street.
I could probably streak Philo and not many people would notice. But I wouldn't do that to people. I promise. That would not be a fun show. All right. Is Chance?
It's not about them. It's about you.
No, exactly. It's about the freedom of
release.
Getting out and streaking. Mm-hmm. I've never done that, by the way. Is Chance the Rapper, is he big dude?
Yeah. I'd say probably he's. Oh, no.
He's not that big.
Kind of a skinnier.
I looked it up last week.
The rappers are usually all in good shape.
He's skinny.
Well, I say that. That's not true.
5'7".
Biggie wasn't.
5'10".
5'10"? Okay.
Average size.
What's Snoop's? He's tall, right? Isn't he like 6'2" or something? Snoop Dogg, man.
6'4".
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to have a reach.
Game.
Oh, that's right. This isn't a fight.
No, this is a basketball game.
All right, so Marc Gasol against Miles Turner. Who's Miles Turner?
Plays for the Pacers.
Did he play at Kentucky?
Played at Texas.
Oh, boy. Joseph Bertrand, pride of Chicago, before Northwestern stole it.
It's Warren Carter, not Joseph Bertrand.
Oh, you switched it.
Oh.
Warren Carter.
Did he say Warren Carter?
Yeah, we don't listen to Hans.
Yeah, I was just looking at the sheet. Yeah, I'm
used to it now.
That changes. Oh. Warren Carter and Snoop Dogg, there's no way that they're not moving on.
Against Trent Frazier, Chance the Rapper, and Marc Gasol.
He's too old. Miles Turner has a decent advantage there, too.
Okay. Let's move on. The Snoop's moving on, baby. Yeah, that makes me happy.
I have an idea for Memorial Stadium to hype up the fans.
Yeah, stand up and shout.
They play Chelsea Dagger, and they just put the camera on you.
Oh, except I hate Chelsea.
You
don't,
do?
Well, it's
because
it's
Blackhawks?
Yeah.
That's not
play
cool.
Gloria.
They could play that.
That would be fine. Well, did you ever hear that story? Like, the last, when I was at the Indiana game, they played Chelsea Dagger, and I tweeted at University of Illinois Athletics and said, hey, that's old now. Gloria's the new thing. And whoever runs the music there said, Lon, I agree with you, but I'm only told to do what I can do. Hans?
That's a shame.
Hans? You ready? You ready? Stand up and shout! Is that what you want? Me just running up and down, just giving high fives to all the ushers. Let's go! Hey, if Illinois hosts Minnesota and they're undefeated, I will run around the lower bowl of the horseshoe area giving people high fives to Chelsea Dagger. Is that fair?
That's fair.
All right, let's get back to our...
All right, we're playing football. Juice Williams, Rashard Mendenhall.
We're playing football.
And Aurelius Ben.
Okay.
Versus Wisconsin's Tyler Donovan, PJ Hill, and Paul Hubbard. Now, these two teams played each other. These are both 07-08.
Oh, okay.
Illinois beat them 31-25.
Oh!
But hey.
Even in really good years, we barely beat Wisconsin. Stupid Wisconsin. I'm so tired of Wisconsin. I'm tired of it.
Have we talked about this before?
No.
I don't think
That's
so.
That's a new topic for me. Juice, I don't even remember Tyler Donovan. I remember PJ Hill.
Yes.
And I kind of remember Paul Hubbard. I don't remember Tyler Donovan.
He went 27 for 49 with 392
yards.
49
times for Wisconsin?
Yeah.
What was that all about? How many times did PJ Hill run?
I didn't get that.
That's...
But not too much because it wasn't in the highlights.
Wisconsin was drunk that day.
Or trailing.
Well, they were trailing. That's what it is.
They came to town number 5 in the country.
See, if that doesn't sum up you and I just go right with the they were drunk. And you go with the more sports savvy, well, they were probably trailing in the game, Lon. And I'm like, yeah, that actually makes sense.
Down 17 zip in the second quarter.
I just want to know that whoever their coach was that Bielema?
Oh, Brett Bielema?
Bielema, not Bielema.
Definitely been drunk.
He could have been drunk. Hot wife, by the way, alert.
Yeah.
I've got to move Juice, Rashard, and Aurelius. They're moving on in my book.
Yeah, they definitely
Unless you want to disagree. You going
no,
on?
I mean, Illinois won the game on the field, and skill position-wise, he's Illinois decent advantage.
Boom. Hansi? Right.
We're going to the fights.
Oh, we're fighting now.
Pat Chambers, 6-0 versus Bruce Weber.
Man.
Who you got?
Bruce Weber would come out in a fight and shake his hand. Right? He would be like,
Hey, let's get Custer Cup after.
Really? He'd be like, I really appreciate it if you didn't hit me. Thank you. He's so nice. I would hope that Bruce would just tap out early. Like, I don't want Pat Chambers busting up Bruce Weber's face. Because that's what would happen. This is a totally, not even remotely close. And by the way, if you weren't listening earlier, I think we've got a chance of getting Pat Chambers, the Penn State basketball coach, to join our show sometime in June to talk about his fighting ability. That will be my favorite interview I've ever done. I'm already saying it.
Can't wait. Bruce is really in a tough spot.
I hope he doesn't get hurt. That's all I'm saying going into this. I want Pat to get him on the ground early, get him into one of those submissions, maybe do a Hoist Gracie and pop the elbow, and just see Bruce just tapping out. And as soon as the guy goes, it's over, it's over, it's over, and Bruce is like, thank you. Thank you.
You've got that pretty well down, to be honest with you. I will say, if I'm in Weber's corner, I'm trying to convince him that Pat Chambers sold Kelvin Sampson his phone plan.
Oh! Get him fired up?
There's some buttons on there that I think Bruce has shown that he can get a little...
Bruce, hey, he gets
worked up.
Red in the face. Yeah. He would hold his hand straight down.
Right.
And his suit would get tight. And he'd be really red in the face. And
Pat Chambers is...
Chambers is moving on.
Nice. 7-0.
Boom.
Next up, dude. We've got Cardi B, who's 2-0, versus Lady Gaga.
Ooh. Now, I still don't know what Cardi B looks like.
Oh.
I'm gonna look right now.
Search her up on the interweb. What do you think, Derek?
This is tough.
Cardi.
Probably not as tough as it sounds.
Yeah.
I mean, Lady Gaga.
She's a little older.
Cardi B looks like she could hold her own.
Trying to get the height and weight here just to be accurate. We're not gonna find weights on there. That's not gonna happen.
No. I gotta do it.
We know who Bradley Cooper's rooting for.
Did you guys see that show?
Did not.
That movie. What was it called?
Stars Born.
I really liked it.
Wait.
I really liked it.
Is that it?
So here's the scoop.
I don't think that's it.
I don't think it's a well.
No, that's something else.
I went to the show every once in a while. I think you are right.
Oh.
Every once in a while, I like to go to a movie. Not anymore, obviously. And just in the afternoon, nobody's there. So I went to see the show, and the only theater it was in was like the one on the theater right next to B-Dubs. It's the, what do you call it?
The Voice 16.
Yeah, but I'm sorry.
The IMAX?
Yeah, the IMAX. Yeah. And so I am in there, and there's like 400 seats in there or something. It's huge. I am the only one in there for this movie. And I'm like, this is weird. And so I sit down with my popcorn and my Mountain Dew and my Milk Duds. If you ever wonder why I'm a little overweight, I just told you. And I watched that movie, and I really liked it. I did.
Wow.
Lady Gaga impressed me.
She's 5'1", by the way.
Yeah, she's tiny frame. I think Cardi B's
going to handle her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're moving right. Cardi on.
Next up.
Cardi.
David Bowie versus Willie Nelson.
Wow!
Willie Nelson.
Is this, what time of the day, Willie Nelson?
Oh.
Is this fight early in the morning? Is it afternoon?
Afternoon, definitely.
Does it matter?
After a concert.
Oh, well. Oh.
Current Willie Nelson?
I say we got to put these guys in their prime.
Yeah.
Okay.
So prime
that makes
Willie
more
Nelson.
Sense.
Spiky hair. David
yeah, because David Bowie's, his go-to move is to kind of get you a little bit phased, and then he spikes you in the head. Or in the eye, I mean.
Yeah.
And then you're bleeding from your eye, and you just kind of give up. You're
poor
like,
Mick Jagger,
I'm
I think,
out.
Was the victim of that.
Mick Jagger. Hold on. Neck around their neck. David Bowie is a skinny dude, and he's already won twice. I think by now David Bowie's like, I've done everything.
He just doesn't want to continue.
He doesn't. He's out. Plus, he knows that Willie Nelson's a legend.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time in almost 2 months that we have a fixed fight. I think this almost plays into, like, wrestling.
Yeah, Bowie just shows up for the paycheck.
Yes. And it's already kind of predetermined that Willie Nelson's going to win. And then we stick around for the party after.
Sounds good.
You got more. Yeah, I'm in. Okay, let's go. Willie right. Advances.
Nice.
Okay.
Animals.
Oh, now we move to the animals.
The great white shark.
The real analysis.
15 feet long.
Yeah.
2,000 pounds. Versus the Belcher's sea snake. This is
the what?
Belcher's sea snake.
Belcher's, like, he belches a lot?
Yeah.
Super venomous. And a couple milligrams of the venom can kill 1,000 humans.
What?
Yes.
Why would there be anything on this earth that is that dangerous?
I don't know.
What needs to be that dangerous?
And guess where it's from?
Australia.
Yes.
Of course. There is no reason to visit Australia. I'm sorry. I root for the Aussies. I think they're wonderful people. I love Australian rules football. Mm-hmm. They've got great accents.
Great humor.
They're funnier than heck.
But why are you living there?
Who's the country singer right now that's really popular from Australia?
Oh, geez. I don't know.
Oh, he's like one of the most popular singers out there. Not Toby Keith. Oh, come on, Lon.
I know who it is.
He sang that Blue on You or something. Man. Looks blue.
Lee Kernaghan?
No.
Keith Urban.
Keith Urban, thank you.
What?
I said famous, Hans, not Lee Kernaghan, who played third base for the White Sox minor league system.
Oh, he's Australian.
Oh, he is? Okay.
No, he's Australian.
A lot of cool stuff in Australia, but I don't need to go there. So does this Belcher sea snake, I assume it lives in water then?
Yes.
This thing looks scary, man.
You're looking at it?
Yeah.
Would it ever be in the same spot as a shark? I guess, if they're in Australia. I wonder if these two have ever squared off. I'm coming over to look.
No,
you've got it on your
phone.
I'll
just pass it along.
Oh, wow. He's, like, staring at you. Any snake that'll rise up and just stare at you, you know he's got moxie, man. He's just like, let's go. Bring it.
I'm not a fan of the snake.
I hate snakes. When you hate to be born a snake and everybody just hates you immediately and you did nothing wrong. If you're like this little garter snake that lives in Oakwood, everybody hates you. They got hose out trying to slice you. Yeah,
that's just sad.
And it's like, dude, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just eating a couple mice and, you know, doing my thing.
Honestly, guys, this might be double knockout.
Whoa.
Sea snake takes a bite.
Oh.
That's going to poison the shark. But once he has his bite, the shark's gonna just
Because all he'd
destroy
have to,
him.
He'd just have to get one tooth off.
Yeah, it'll rip him in half.
I think I agree with this.
Spot on.
Is that?
I think it's the end of both.
Yeah.
I
wow.
mean, you know, something had to get rid of the great white.
Yeah, and the snake did.
I wonder if this bite, if he would be able to bite through a shark.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you, though, Derek. I'm with you on this. In fact, as the shark opens his mouth, the Belcher slithers in halfway and bites the inner jaw, which is a softer material. He bites through the 5,000 teeth, but then right after he injects the venom.
But then he knows he's done.
Yeah, he understands. He's taking one for the team.
It's kind of like a bee, you know?
Right.
The sting will kill a bee.
That's exactly right. I wonder how many Belcher snakes there are in the world. If they have enough of them, in other words, to send a buddy in as a kind of a kamikaze Belcher.
Is he their buddy, though?
Oh, that's true. If they're like, dude, there's a great white that's hanging around our cove, and we don't feel like he should, but we don't have anybody really here that wants to mess with him except you. So good luck. And then he goes and does it.
Wow.
I'm with Derek here. I think both are out.
All right.
That was a hell of a fight, though.
Indeed. Next up, the quokka versus a swan.
How quick would the shark die? Like, he bites him, and then he bites the snake, and the shark's like, what are you doing?
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, what are you doing messing with me? And then he just kind of moves on, thinking everything's fine, and then he's like, why do I feel weird?
The shark's going to get a chunk out of it, enough to ruin the snake, but the snake is going to, the damage is already done.
It'll probably take less than 30 minutes, I guess.
All of a sudden, the shark is just like, I feel drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can call me Sal. I realized as I was singing more that's a Billy Idol song. That was my bad. Not a David Bowie. My bad. All right, so they both are out.
Yep.
Okay.
Sad day. All right, next up, thanks to Michael Holmes, we've got the quokka versus the swan.
The who?
Quokka. It's a...
The quokka.
Basically, imagine if a kangaroo and a koala had a baby. This is what it would look like.
So it's cute.
Yeah, really cute.
Oh, that is
it's
cute.
Like the size of a cat, kind of.
Ah.
But it bites.
One of those came up next to me, I think, in Cancun, man, out on the beach. I'm like, what is that thing? Maybe it was a quokka.
Maybe. I mean, they're in Australia, though.
And they're facing a what? A swan?
A swan.
Are swans mean?
Oh, yeah. They're very territorial.
This is a fight I wouldn't want to watch. Like, I'd be rooting for both of them. I'd be like, you know, the swan is pretty.
In this one, they both live on.
Yeah, I think this is one where they just kind of meet in the middle, and they're like, why are we fighting? Like, I'm not bothering you. You're not bothering me. You're cute. I'm beautiful. Let's move on.
Okay.
It's very peaceful.
Nobody.
It's a peaceful, peaceful resolution to the quokum and the swan.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
All right. Rhino.
Oh.
2-0. 6 feet tall, 5,000 pounds. Versus a Komodo dragon.
Oh.
8 feet long, 170 pounds.
Those Komodo dragons are...
nasty.
Yeah, they are, man. They're scary looking. That'd be one thing I wouldn't want to turn the corner in. Of course, I wouldn't want to see the... Does the rhino have the bird with him?
Yeah.
Who of course, whistles at the right time when the rhino then flips on his back and smashes.
Exactly. The wingman.
Who did the rhino beat last? It was a tiger.
I thought it was a hippo.
No,
it was a lion.
We've never had the hippo in our fight.
It was a lion.
The hippo is just, he's the king, man. Yeah, he's waiting to the end. Like Rose from Penn State said, the hippo kills more humans than anything.
Yeah.
The hippo is mean. Derek, I think the size of the rhino.
Yeah. If you go by the low man wins, then you got to go with the dragon, but I just don't think you can do enough damage.
The dragon would have to bite his shins over and over. Mm-hmm. And I think the hippo or the rhino would finally be like, okay. And he would just
roll on him.
He would just either roll on him or he would reach down and just horn him.
Yep.
And then he would walk around to let everybody else see what this Komodo dragon just... dangling from his horn, dead.
Pretty graphic.
But that's what the rhino does. I mean, he wants to show everybody, don't mess with
me.
He's
a showman.
Big time. And the bird still wins, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's go, rhino.
Next up, is this badger. It? This is the last one. Badger so versus a wolf. A badger is 1-0. They beat the porcupine, I think.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't easy.
Versus the wolf. 5 feet long, 100 pounds.
I think if we did this right, we would have a badger against a hippo in the championship. I think those are the two. I've never had to do this before. a third song. We're running out of time. Badger is mean. Derek, again, they're the ones that literally just go into a python's nest and just say, what do you got? You want to go today? You want to spar?
So you think you can mess up a wolf?
I do.
Oh, my.
Well, the wolf, you know, here's the key with wolves. I just said it. Plural. They win because of...
Gotcha.
There's wolves.
So you isolate the one wolf. Lone wolf.
The lone wolf. Yeah. I think the badger somehow gets him isolated in a corner of the forest or whatever they're in, and he says, let's go. And not only that, but the badger literally brings a dead python with him to the fight and just lays it down. And he says, I just went and had fun today with this guy. Now I get you.
But don't you think there's some, like, interesting, you know, there's a mystery to this lone wolf?
Yeah, that is true.
He sets off this type of vibe that you know, people don't want to mess with him. He's a lone wolf.
That is true.
But
I'm bullish on the badger.
Maybe waiting for his chance to stand out.
Yeah.
Now that he's not with the group.
Oh, that's
like
true.
Beyonce.
Oh. Gosh, I never. Oh. This is hard. What do you think, Derek?
You're big on the Badger. Let's go Badgers.
Badger's tough.
Yeah.
Wow, it sounds like you guys are Wisconsin fans.
No, it's got nothing to do with them. Nothing.
Tyler Donovan went nowhere.
Exactly. I'm still confused. A Wisconsin quarterback threw 49 times.
Yeah.
Was that an error?
No.
That is amazing. That's amazing. We have to get Pat Chambers on.
We should just email her again. You know what? We're growing tired.
Yeah, Pat moved on, by the way. He beat Bruce Weber. I cannot wait for Pat to join us, and we list the coaches that he has beaten up. And I'll even tell him how he did it with each. Because I think we have, if you go back and listen, I think we've explained how Pat wins each fight.
Yep.
I think that's awesome. All right, Tony Adams, great stuff today from the Illini football senior-to-be. Fun interview with him. All right, Derek, we made it through another week.
We did it.
Next week, I want to tell you about our show. Hans, thank you, by the way. I'm telling you goodbye. Next week, we're going to preview Illinois football's football schedule, and we're, for the most part, going to go in order. Now, Nebraska and Rutgers, I think the guys who cover the teams had to flip spots. So on Monday, we're going to talk to Jeremy Warner and kind of get a lowdown on Illinois itself. Then we're going to talk to beat writers from Nebraska and Rutgers on Monday. Tuesday, we're going to talk to guys from Purdue, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Wednesday, Iowa, Indiana. Thursday, Ohio State, Northwestern. And then Friday, we'll kind of give our predictions for Illinois football. I cannot wait for this.
It'll be fun.
It'll be fun to kind of break down and see what other teams have and what they've got going. All right, Kenny Chesney, your concerts are canceled for the year, so I'm letting you close out the show. Derek, good week. I'll see you Monday.
Yes, you will.
We already told Hans goodbye. That's awesome.
Have a good weekend.
It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.